This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So, all over the Western world, there's a coming out of the pedophiles sexualizing our children. They're really vampires. They want their energy. We have an investigative journalist and actress who's been writing about it and exposing it, coming up, joining us in the next segment. So please stay with us for that. But the next level of degeneracy taking over is here, and we're now the underdogs. Franklin Graham's now the underdog. Michael Savage is now the underdog. Anyone telling the truth is now the underdog. And now it's bad to not want your child to hang out with convicted murderers and when they're 11 years old and talk about how they're using ketamine and, you know, all the rest of it. Now that's a beautiful, wonderful thing, even though it's all illegal. Meanwhile, this story is really important from Infowars.com. YouTube begins injecting direct links to CNN at top of search results. So it's not enough that they feed CNN as the search result for everything news-related at the top. It's not the algorithm of what's popular anymore. They're going to be something with 1,000 views versus 1,000,000, and they'll put the globalist thing up top. Now they put CNN links over the feed of everything I say, Trump says, or anybody else says. This is big tech absolutely abusing everybody in a big way and then lying about it. Well, here's Sundar Pichai lying to Congress, saying they never change individual search results. And then we have all the links to Google executives, media executives, professors and others bragging how they routinely do it. Here it is.
Manipulation of search results. I think it's important to talk about how search works. Right now, if you Google the word idiot under images, a picture of Donald Trump comes up. I just did that. How would that happen? How does search work so that that would occur?
We provide search today for any time you type in a keyword. We, as Google, have gone out and crawled and stored copies of billions of web pages in our index. And we take the keyword and match it against web pages and rank them based on over 200.
Back it up a few seconds. That's how Google and every other search engine worked. And that's how the NSA would record your phone call and scan it and create a text and then be able to search the text. This is all NSA technology from 30 years ago, 35, 40 years ago. It's how voice print works, all of it. And now he's just telling her, oh, this is how we do it, when they're on record doing nothing but positive results for Hillary, nothing but gaming everything. Pelosi's about to be sworn in here. We'll go to that live in a moment. But let's just go back to Sundar lying to everyone. Here it is.
Web pages and rank them based on over 200 signals. Things like relevance, freshness, popularity, how other people are using it. And based on that, you know, at any given time, we try to rank and find the best results for that query. And then we evaluate.
So they just announced Pelosi the winner. So let's go back to Sundar. More lies. We never manipulate individual results. Total perjury before Congress. But the Democrats, they run it. They don't care. And Google goes and buys them off for a few thousand dollars a year. Let's go back to Sundar.
Behind the curtain, figuring out what we're going to show the user. It's basically a compilation of what users are generating and trying to sort through that information.
Last year, we served over 3 trillion searches, and just as a fact, every single day, 15% of the searches Google sees, we have never seen them before.
All right, pause again.
So,
yeah, but with keywords like Alex Jones or Donald Trump, you have set feeds of what goes on top. Until 2 years ago, all the top searches were me because we had the most views. It was our channel. It was set to that. The algorithm picked up that we were dominant in the name Alex Jones. It got reset to everything negative, and you go to YouTube and type in Alex Jones, and all you get is negative. Sundar, though, thinks you're all a big, fat moron. But go see Google employees, Google execs, professors, and media bragging how they go in every day and control everything. And they read your personal messages. They read your email. Twitter does it. They just abuse everyone. But they've already committed so many crimes. Why not commit millions more? Why not surveil you? Why not move to China? Why not suppress speech? Why not ban Franklin Graham? Why not?
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Nancy Pelosi just got confirmed by the vote in the leadership to the House of Representatives to be the Speaker. I didn't mean to go off into a two-hour breakdown of Desmond Naples off and on, but they've had his parents parading him around since he was in kindergarten when he openly decided he was gay, and now they've been unemployed, but he gets paid, I guess they make money off of it, to dance at gay bars. That would be illegal for anybody else to do. It is illegal. Well, there's liquor sold and have money thrown at him, and he talks in all these videos with famous murderers and founders of what they call club kids, where they behave like babies in gay bars on drugs. He talks about ketamine on video. He talks about Rohibanol. And it's all there. And then his parents are on national news being worshipped and being praised as the best people the planet has ever seen. I just thought I'd mention that because it's just so unspeakable that this is what the Democratic Party and everyone has signed on to. But Mindy Robinson, a Los Angeles-based actress and TV personality, from Fall River. She has become a prolific character actor, accumulating 150 appearances on TV and film. Her improv skills gained exposure over 30 network reality shows. His personality and her extensive work in independent film continues to add to her heavily diverse base. But really the reason we have her on is she has some great interviews on radio and TV and Twitter and Instagram at iHeartMindy, Facebook at iHeart. We'll go over all that for you. Red, white, and FU.com is her website. But I wanted to get her on because she's written some really powerful articles and has the courage to cover all of this. Because especially if you're out in Hollywood, you criticize the pedophilia and the sexualization of children. That is their mainstay. They really try to blackball you. The big article she wrote for Red, White, and FU, there's no FU sheet. It's just Red, White, and the letter FU.com. There's a new movement by pedophiles to legalize all forms of virtual child porn. And they admit all this. So simulated child porn is now what they want to push. And we see Twitter, Facebook, YouTube actually have been caught pushing this, promoting it. And then if you try to expose the targeting of children, that's one of the things I got told. Leave Islamics alone. Leave the pedophiles alone. Basically, we'll leave you alone. So that's what we've created in this nation. And so as we start the new year here, I really want to focus in on the children being targeted. Also, in the schools, not just with sexualization, but with communism and with racial division. We've played those clips. Or with elementary students being told how great abortion is. This is not the school's place to be doing this, ladies and gentlemen. So the left spent decades telling parents, don't be involved with your children. Let them figure it out for themselves. That means let the state indoctrinate them. But now we know that folks that warned us were right. This is about the total takeover of children. And you may not have children. I have four. But if you'll just send these articles on to everyone you know that have children, and you'll raise the alarm and go to city council and, you know, speak about it. The power of you at the grassroots calling into C-SPAN, calling into talk radio, going and meeting with your congressmen and women, getting involved will shake the world. And, you know, there's a graphic I'll actually pull up on my phone here in a moment that shows the amount of arrest of pedophiles and other child traffickers are up tenfold. They're up tenfold now, ladies and gentlemen, since Trump got in. I was just going to renew my children's passports and get the first passport for my 20-month-old. And before you go pay an expediting place, you have all your proof and everything, and then they would go take care of it. No, now I don't do that. I go to the courthouse, and I've got to actually be there and do the whole process. And that's actually a good thing. I was shocked at how easy it was before. Trump has ended all of that. So with the UN and all the child trafficking, and with all the things that have been going on, and the Catholic Church getting busted, and the ordered cover-ups, and the deputy pope trafficked over 100 children, the average person who isn't into this can't believe it's happening. So we're kind of blindsided when it just all comes out in the open in a giant bum rush to get to our kids as soon as they can. And you're like, but it's reckless. It's crazy. It's nuts. These predators, ladies and gentlemen, want to destroy the energy and the innocence of your child. The demons controlling them, is the best way to describe it, are so hungry they don't care about the flesh bag that gets them to your kids. They're uncontrollable monsters. And they're making their big NAMBLA move right now. Mindy Robinson, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're good. I mean, I followed you on YouTube and Facebook, and I think we've interviewed you a few times here before. I know some of the other shows have, and I'm familiar with your work. But tackling this, living out in L.A., that takes a lot of huevos.
Yeah, I walk the line between both worlds. I get to work in the industry, independent film, because Lord knows I'm blacklisted and everything else. And, you know, this is my background with politics, American history, and then I started talking about politics. And I kind of fell into exposing these pedophiles. It's not something normal people would know to look for, to think to look for. And I'm in a position where I don't have children. And a lot of people that try to do what I do with children, that's the first thing they do. You know, they find your kids, they leave disgusting comments, they keep pictures, they do that kind of thing. So I'm in a position where I'm lucky and unlucky enough to expose these pedophiles, and there are hundreds. I found hundreds just this week, and Twitter will not remove them. They can remove you. They can remove Laura Loomer. They can remove everyone they want that they don't, you know, whose opinions they don't like. But I'm flagging comments that say sex with children is okay, and Twitter won't pull them down, or even worse, they pretend to pull it down, and then it's back up in a day, you know, hoping we wouldn't notice, I guess, is their motivation.
And then you tie this in with the total move against our children in the schools by groups literally founded by famous pedophiles. It's wild.
Yeah, you know, I used to think the indoctrination of our youth started in college. I had to avoid it. You know, I had to take the... And it started much younger than that. I mean, they're teaching your kids this awful stuff. I don't think parents are fully aware, and I think they need to either not let their children online or go through absolutely everything. I mean, did you see some of these profiles? These are necrophiliacs. These are people that are into molesting babies and toddlers. These are soulless, godless, and it's crazy. They're all leftists. And I mean, it's not that I don't think that there aren't child molesters on the right, but these people are on mountaintops screaming about how they love and to sexualize little children. They want to touch them. And yes, they want to legalize virtual child porn, which is realistic graphics, which is video games, which is cartoon and manga. What the hell? Like, I never thought in my life I would be, you know, fighting this and fighting an uphill battle because the mainstream media will not report on it. They're just going to continue to harass conservatives for speaking out. And I think it is linked to Islam. I actually do. I can't critique Islam about how young they marry, how many wives they get to marry, how many wives they get to beat. I can't say that without getting a ban hammer.
And by the way, like any cult or gang, they have all the code words and all the things that they're into. And we've seen mainstream media try to do a facelift to this and say it doesn't exist, but it's breaking out everywhere. It's being confirmed. They're everywhere trying to get after our children. I mean, these people mean business.
Absolutely. I mean, I went through a lot of trouble to find the codes they use. MAPS, they'll say no MAPS, which doesn't mean they're against, and MAPS is minor attractive person. And then they'll call themselves no MAPS, which doesn't mean they're against it, because that's what it would sound like. It's no offending MAPS. They haven't offended yet. I mean, it's a such a failure in life if you're attracted to three-year-olds. Sorry, you should not be around children. You should not be around anyone. You know, and I found these codes. I found these flags. And you know what's even better is if you go to Snopes. Snopes denies that this exists. Even though it's out there. And
even though it's in the FBI, even though it's in the FBI's own manuals on this.
Yeah, they that's how they find each other. You know, they use the maps is what they're using. And when we catch on to that, they'll use something else. But they are openly being attracted to children. They will say, I'm a proud pedophile. Look at some of these hashtags. How does Twitter, you know, if I put MAGA, hashtag MAGA, half the time, you know, my tweet disappears. But you can put hashtag pedo, pedophile, proud pedo, and pops right back up. It's kind of weird. It's almost like they're protecting them.
Well, it's been the goal to sexualize children and ruin them as early as possible. They can't abort them. They want to sterilize them. And they want to get them on drugs as soon as possible. That's the goal of the entire New Freedom Initiative. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose danger dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Back in February, and by the way, Alex Jones here back live. Thanks for joining us. Remember back in February of 2017, there were busts of 427 pedophiles with little kids in cages in California and dead kids and dead women. And there were hundreds caught here and hundreds caught there. And then you never see it in the news again. It just gets shut down. And then you see Google delist it where you search it and can't even find it unless you can find the original link. And that's when you get not even scared. That's when you start pinching yourself and you go, I've had thousands of newspapers, thousands. And they put the order out, then it'll be on thousands of local TV affiliates because they've learned locals trust local news. They don't trust national news. And Jones makes it up. There's pedophiles. They don't exist. Meanwhile, thousands of priests admit to raping children in Pennsylvania alone, thousands of nuns, all these other institutions doing it, Hollywood, convicted rapists, producing major films, all of it coming out, all the death, and then all the other sex cults and everything else. And I'm not somebody that ever used to even talk about pedophilia, but it's the religion of these people. And to watch corporate media try to cover up for Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Clinton and Hillary and their whole background. And it's and the Podesta emails about there'll be kids in the hot tub for your pleasure. We don't know how they'll behave. You know, some are as young as seven, but they're kids, but they've been tried out. They should service you well. By the way, are you coming over next week for the Aleister Crowley ritual? I mean, it says we're having the Aleister Crowley ritual next week. Are you coming? There'll be blood and semen and women's breast milk on the menu. And you just sit back and then like John Podesta's brother, Tony Podesta, is in the 2007 Washington Post bragging about his DeviantArt of images of naked little boys tied up, which we won't even show on air. I will not show the Washington Post that they put in the local Washington Post section of the paper. It's so far gone that it's in the newspaper. And then the media goes, Jones says they're killing kids in a basement at a pizza place. And then edits video of me talking about stuff that happened in the Middle East under Hillary. We're going to have our guest with us for this segment the next. I mean, I want to talk about this with you because Mindy Robinson, because you've written one of the most powerful articles that's up to date just on how there's this coming out, how they're all over the news saying we want access to your kids. You then look at who's leading it. It's convicted murderers. It's convicted drug dealers. It's people that promote NAMBLA and access to your kids. And then you've got an article you sent us where you've got major newspapers coming out and making pedophiles that get killed victims of a hate crime, and it just gets crazier from then. So how would you describe your awakening and then what you in your public research are seeing?
I've run the political page, my Facebook, and I have a huge interaction with my followers. And thanks to them, they're the ones that send me that off comment. You know, there's always something off, and then they check it out. It turns out to be worse. They send it to me. I will look at it. You know, I sent the same article I sent to you to everyone. They don't care. I called out NBC. They don't care, but I care. And because I do, because I'm out there doing it, every 10 minutes, I'm getting sent something else that is just as bad. Like yesterday, we had NBC glorifying a pedo with his fluff piece. He was handsome, and he was so good in school, and he's from a sleepy little town. And these mean, evil vigilantes tricked him. And this guy thought he was showing up for a 14-year-old Tinder date. And the whole thing is just like, you thought it was a romance novel. It's vile, it's disgusting, and there is a mainstream attempt to normalize and desensitize people to pedophilia. This is what they want. They will not win this. And they're silencing everyone that speaks out. My followers that are calling out these pedophiles are getting banned, are getting censored.
By the way.
Not the pedophiles themselves.
Yeah, Mindy, in airports, everywhere I go, people say, you get back after those pedophiles. We are, but people are on fire. They're angry, they're pissed, and they're not going away. And like you said, Vice, the New York Times, Salon all glorify pedophiles with videos of four-year-old girls that these dudes are drooling over. So there's this new form of pedophilia where people voyeuristically get off on hearing about pedophilia and kids being raped. I mean, all I got to say is, I'm sorry. Anybody tries to hurt a child needs killing. Mm-hmm. Keep going,
you
sorry.
You can't say that because you'll get banned, apparently. So I had two followers get banned for saying pedophiles should be killed. But the pedophiles are on there, they're running free. And Twitter is kind of their main way to keep each other together. That's why they have...
Oh, yeah. And Pelosi can say, you know, they're going to cut Trump's head off. That's okay. But if we say you can try to kidnap a kid and rape them and you know, slit their throat and throw them in the back of a garbage dump, you say those people deserve to be killed, you're a bad person. Because, like you said, NBC glorifies the precious pedos.
Absolutely. I mean, this is what we're up against. And it's actually kind of terrifying. Like, they make it sound like this is a disorder and that there's nothing they can do to help it. Yeah, that's kind of my point. That's why you need to be in jail forever. You know, and they're using Twitter to find each other. And what they do in these chat rooms is even worse. That's where they're sharing the content, the child porn, you know, just links to anything. This is where they do their grooming. Because if you notice, every single profile is a cartoon picture. It's a happy anime rainbow cartoon flag picture. They're trying to be appealing to kids. And, you know, and the person will be like, well, DM me, private message me. That's what they want. They don't want the world to see what they're doing, but this is what they're doing. And they're using Twitter to stay together, to have a community. There's hundreds.
You know, that's a key point you make. You see these, it's all My Little Pony, it's cartoons. They go target kids sections of these websites. Then they glorify Todd Nickerson, who is, again, the only person that looks more like a pedophile than Todd Nickerson is Brian Stelter.
I might be sure. But,
yeah, and I'm not saying Brian Stelter's a pedophile. I'm just saying, if you expected what a pedophile would look like, wouldn't it look like Todd Nickerson?
It would, actually.
Well, he says he is a pedophile.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, he looks like it. He's like, I wouldn't let him babysit. But
would you let Brian Stelter babysit?
I don't let anyone babysit. I don't trust anyone anymore. Are you kidding me? I think everyone should have a background.
What about, what's wrong? Well, if Todd wants to dress in drag and come talk to your five-year-old in school, then it's okay, right? He's going to teach your daughter that she's a boy and your son that he's a girl. And if your child identifies with that, in Europe, in Sweden, at age 9, he's allowed to come date your daughter or son. What's wrong with Todd Nickerson coming and dating your daughter or son?
Well, there'll be a gun here waiting for him, that's what.
Oh, like I said, no, Todd. And Todd gets to, see, as the Democrats all over the world, liberals want to get rid of the age of consent for vaccines, for sex. Old Toddy boy. Old Todd ain't ever seen a woman doesn't run from him. But if he could get one when they're little and scared and can't run, because they always act like how much they love your kids. There's always the real side. Because we all know what pedophilia is really about. Torturing your children for months and sucking the energy out until they're all used up.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm here. Matt Bracken's host of the fourth hour. Owen Schroyer coming up in the 3 o'clock hour into the 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock hour till 6 o'clock central with the War Room. And by the way, I was in a good mood today until they showed me the famous little drag queen kid whose parents have told him he was gay since he was 2 years old. Now we're doing more research, and who now don't have jobs, but he's rented out to gay clubs and rented out to hang out with mass murderers or killers, excuse me. The guy's only cut up one person, chopped him up one person. So he's a dismemberer, only killed one person. And talks about taking ketamine on YouTube. I mean, if I was talking about taking ketamine, that's evidence I need to be SWAT teamed. Or Rohibitol, the date rape drug. And I'm telling you, man, this whole sexualization of kids is happening as the offense to normalize this, as the Catholic Church has been taken over by this and other groups try to normalize it. But it's not going to work. It's kind of like the Terminator. Skynet's already been destroyed in the future by John Connor. So they send Terminator back to try to kill John Connor when he's a kid. See how that works? So the whole pedophile system is being exposed. They didn't normalize it. So worldwide, they're just trying to sexualize kids and just say it's normal, so it's okay, it happened. What did the Pope say last year when a, quote, gay man, as the media spun it, said, hey, I was raped at age 6, 7, 8, you know, as a little kid by the Catholic priest. And the Pope said, it's okay that you're gay. Saying, it's okay, the priest gave you that gift of rape. And so, as I've said, it's terrible to rape women. But, oh my God, if you even catcall a woman, whistle at them, why, that's some form of evil rape or just masculinity's toxic. But if it's a little boy, that's what I've said about Hollywood, is that it's rampant, the abuse of men. It's bad for women, too. But it is absolutely, totally rampant. And then these guys have had so many other men that it doesn't make them excited. Now they want kids. And it happened in every other culture right before cultures totally and completely collapsed. And so quantify this, because you're a smart lady, Mindy Robinson, actress turned journalist. Now that you see your followers on Instagram and on Facebook and on YouTube and on your own website, redwhiteandfu.com, just the letter F, because it's the same with me. That is the most common thing I get is, you know, you shouldn't have backed off on Pizzagate. And I always say, I didn't back off. I told the crew, I think it's a honeypot, just this one pizza place. We know pizza is used as a code word in the whole pedophile rings. That's in the FBI manuals. We know it's all in these New York emails. We've got them on this. And I had all sorts of sources in the police department, you name it. And it all diverts to this pizza place with CNN covering it to distract it away from all the real stuff. That's all I said was, yes, I get how they distracted us off into that and that there wasn't a basement in this place. I never said that. People covered that. I have a right to cover what people said. But they try to snapshot one area of an investigation. It'd be like if the cops were after bank robbers. There were six guys that robbed the bank. And they catch five of the guys at different locations the next day. But the sixth location, they go there, it's the wrong location, and they bust the wrong guy. Is the whole investigation busted? Are the cops bad? No. They got five of the six. One of the tips they got was wrong. It's the wrong house. Sorry. It's the same thing. But it's not like I went to a wrong house on purpose. I didn't go to the house. CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, they all, Fox was involved in this, Megyn Kelly, pointed at that pizza place, which did have creepy art, and the Podestas did go there. But no, there's not dungeons, blah, blah, blah. I don't think Alifanis is in there doing things. So it turns into the media making it about Alifanis, which is then projected onto me, and the media says that I'm the one that's done all this to these innocent people, blah, 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 and then it becomes I'm the abuser of children. That's the alchemy of this thing, and that's when I said, you're not doing that. I'm on record exposing pedophilia and the UN and the globalist and all the confirmed cases of it by the millions of kids and radical Islam being obsessed with pedophilia. Don't you try that with me. And they do the same thing with Sandy Hook, but just, where do you think we should go with this? How deep does it go? Why do you think they're trying this big offensive now to bring this out and normalize it?
Well, I think for personal reasons, obviously, there are higher-ups and powers be that are pedophiles. And
that's it.
You know, and you're either a pedophile or you're getting paid off to support them, or morally you're just, you know, I feel a lot of the times the regressive left picks the opposite, whatever we want, no matter how much it makes sense, no matter how much morally it's the upright thing to do. Just to be difficult and pick the opposite of what, you know, conservatives and what really the average middle America wants. You know, that was kind of what they did. They'll put out the facts. I'll put out the facts. They'll find one thing wrong, one thing that didn't turn out wrong, and boom, they suddenly throw everything out the window like it didn't matter. Like it, that's what Snopes does. It looks for that one wrong wording. Oh, false, mostly false. That doesn't make it false. You're kind of, the way they do it is in a way to just discredit it. And people that don't know better will see a headline, will just see the mainstream news. You know, most people don't go deep and look further for news, and then they believe it. I think that's how it's gotten this far. And I honestly think the worst point is NBC yesterday. A whole fluff piece about this wonderful pedo that killed himself. And I'm sorry, but my fans and most of America is like, and? We really just don't care, and that's kind of like the trash taking itself out. And so I feel like they're going to continue to block and censor and ban everyone that speaks, you know, against pedophiles. They're going to continue to get paid off and mislead people. And I think the only way we really can fight it is if the average American and we cross party lines. If we have classic liberals and people that want to do the right thing also have to speak up and say it's right and say, look, I know you voted Trump and you probably hate me, but, you know, this is children and we need to step up and do the right thing. Even if it means my crazy leftist friends are going to be angry and all this stuff and deal with all the things that, you know, we've been dealing with anyway. I think we have to cross party lines and kind of unite and say, we're not going to stand for this. I don't care how much you shove it down our throat. I'm not going to accept this. I don't care what you ban me on. And I think that's how most people feel. We're not going to take this laying down, and I'm not going to forget. It's been 6 months since I've uncovered this. I'm not going to forget. I'm just going to get more information, and I'm going to find more people, and I'm going to start tracking who's supporting them, who's getting money, who's hiding it, who's doing this stuff. I want to follow the trail, and I'm not going to lie. I've gotten some lists. On the first article, there's 300 profiles of people in a pedophile chat room exchanging information. How easy would it be for people to just go in there and find out who they really are? And I bet you'd be surprised at who they are. I wouldn't be surprised if there's an actor or director in there or someone, kindergarten teacher or something. I think we need to hack their stuff, basically.
Oh, let me tell you, I was contacted.
These people are following the train.
I've been contacted by quite a few gay men. Some of them are prominent. And these are off-the-record discussions. We're going to come back and talk about this. I was going to let you go now, but I want to talk to you a little more because I've got an important question to raise for you. But I've been contacted by people, and they'll say, I probably wouldn't be, quote, gay if I wasn't molested when I was 10 years old, they say. But they say, listen, regardless, I love everybody, but they're definitely targeting kids. And then they've gone out and contacted a lot of these prominent people, and they contact them back, and then they have discussions and debates. And then these prominent people say, oh, yeah, I wish I could have sex with kids. That's really what I want, or, oh, I have, because a lot of them were abused as kids. They think that's normal, so they kind of pass on the evil. And then I told these people, just go to law enforcement, because this is so prevalent. And then I was also given information about a lot of the sex ed teachers don't even hide it. They put the NAMBLA symbols and things up behind in the elementary school classes. They now do it in elementary, and they're indoctrinating the kids into porn's okay, but just some of it, and we're going to manage it. And they even watch blurred out porn in the classes, and then you look at what they've got and don't show anything. People can look this for themselves. And it says, I love pizza. And the guy's got a pin on his shirt. I love pizza. And it says, pizza, 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 pizza. And they liken sex to pizza. And this is a national curriculum around the country from Pennsylvania to New York to California. Folks, investigate it for yourselves. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to get sued out of oblivion for taking the first hit. But we know who they are. And I'm going to give them a little bit of a heads up because they're so arrogant they can't stop. I'm going to use the money I've got left. So we're going to put PIs on their ass. I'm letting them know we're coming. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Now, that doesn't get me killed. Nothing will.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Suffer the little children unto me. It would be better for you to tie a millstone around your neck, a giant boulder, and throw yourself in the deepest sea than to hurt one of these. The religion of the globalist is ancient. It is the abuse of the life force energy of children. You always know, Bram Stoker's Count Dracula, or in the movies they've made about it, what does he bring to his new brides but a baby he's kidnapped so they can all bite into the baby and get the innocence? Well, now, out of China and other areas, they just melt down the baby's collagen and take the baby blood, and then the rich women take the injections into their veins, and they eat the capsules into their stomachs. They inject the collagen into their faces, and it's all over the news. Told you about it a decade ago. Now it's all over the news. I remember at Bilderberg once, I talked about China caught selling dead babies wrapped in gold foil. And Glenn Beck made a big joke out of it. Ha, 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 ha. Well, I'm not going to be part of the ultimate sin. Oh, remember Chris Hansen had the number one TV show for a while. And he would show these sickos who thought they were having sex with 12-year-old girls. 13-year-old girls showing up with a bag of Skittles and Capri Sun or whatever. And they got rid of Chris Hansen and acted like, well, look, he was a hypocrite for an extramarital affair. Well, I didn't know he was a Puritan. So His crime was he was having sex with another woman and got a divorce. Wow. That's totally consensual, and not saying it's a good thing to do, but it's not pedophilia. So, see, there's also what our guest, Mindy Robinson, investigative journalist, reporter, and, of course, successful actress, previous to that and ongoing, was just raising how I'll see in the news, law enforcement continues, both federal and state, to do stings on what they claim is a pedophilia and child porn epidemic, but there's no proof of it. It's like saying, there's no proof the sun came up this morning. So you see this incredible reflexive defense and attempt to stop the investigations when, man, the pedophilia all over the world and killing children and exporting them and women is epidemic. And then to have them deny it, Mindy, is just, it really shows they're signing on to it, or the pedophiles have so much money they're paying for this coverage. What do you think's going on?
Both. I have proof. I mean, I don't know much further proof. I think I love To Catch a Predator. It was a messed up show, but it opened your eyes at how more vigilant we had to be, how laws have not caught up to technology and what happens online. You know what I mean? I'm an adult, and I see what I get sent. You know, lewd pictures, hardcore porn. I'm like, I could have been a 10-year-old. They don't care. Laws have not caught up to technology, and I think regressive leftists have taken over that. I love To Catch a Predator. It made everyone a little bit more careful, you know? And we were catching people, and we were outing them, and we were shaming them, and we were stigmatizing them. And that is everything the left wants to get rid of. They want it to be normal. They don't want to have a stigma with it. There's a reason there's supposed to be a stigma. You ruin a kid's life, you start doing this stuff. You know, and then they're all across the board from, you know, believing that children can consent. They really want to push for that. They believe if a child enjoys it, it's not abuse. How can it be abuse if the child doesn't know what it wants? I mean, growing up is confusing enough. They're just making it worse between the sexualizing drag queens and all this other stuff. We're definitely out of battle here. And I think it's a bit of both. And I think anyone looking the other way, I think a lot of mainstream media execs and CEOs, and how many of them are really owned by Saudis now? The second largest shareholder of Twitter is a Saudi prince. You know, you mean to tell me that doesn't affect what they censor? No, it does. It absolutely does affect what they censor, and I can see it, and I can prove it. All I need is an out to say, please, normal people, look at this proof, and let's do something about it. It's just real hard to do because all of mainstream media is obviously on their side.
Well, you know, sitting back looking at this, at a gut level, a spiritual level, Mindy, I've never seen people's instincts come in harder, especially women's all over, and they're digging into the pedophile stuff, and they're like, oh, my God, they're doing drag-tot videos at the elementary school. Oh, my God, they're sending in these men with big fat men in purple wigs to tell my kids they might be another sex. If a fat guy in a purple wig showed up at the park to tell your daughter or son about sex, they'd get arrested. So how in the hell is it okay if it's sanctioned because the state's involved? And we need lawsuits, and we need aggressive legal action against this now.
I think we need to purge our entire educational system from college all the way down. You know what I mean? I think it started, we were laughing about, you know, Common Core math and how dumb it was, but it goes obviously a lot further than that. School should be school. You should be learning about facts and stuff you can prove. You start throwing in social experiments, and like I said, growing up is confusing enough. You don't need to throw in a purple-haired person that's non-binary. Like, no. They're kids. They shouldn't even be thinking about sex until like maybe middle school, you know,
all of it, sexualization of children. And they change the subject here being anti-LBGT. You know what? Yeah. I don't want any sex around kids. And all of you are creepy and you ought to be ashamed of yourselves. But they're so arrogant. Have you seen the city council meetings where the drag queens show up and say, you're going to give me access to your 5-year-old, you monsters. We're going to groom your kids so they're not bigots like you. Some dude, he goes, I work at the local gay bar stripping. I know not to act like that around the kids. I'm going to groom your kids. I'm going to groom them. They're mine. I'm going to groom them. And everybody's like, what? These people are so out of their mind, they don't even know. What happens in the famous story of Sodom and Gomorrah? They got a couple angels with them. They're arguing with Lot, saying we're going to destroy the city, whether you believe it happened or not. Sounds like a nuclear weapon goes off. And the angels are like, we're going to kill these people that are trying to have sex with us. And there's this big group of men going, give us those good-looking men. We're going to have sex with them. And, I mean, Sodom and Gomorrah, they weren't saying give us your kids. It was just give us your men. You say, well, that didn't happen. Well, now they're coming saying, give us your kids. We're going to groom them. Listen, you're amazing. Mindy Robinson, great work. We'll look forward to having you back up. Red, white, and FU.com, Twitter, Instagram, iHeartMindy. God bless you and keep the faith.
Thank you.
Okay, we got Matt Bracken coming up. And I am about 3 days behind in promotions here. That's why you've not really heard any plugging today. It's because I'm in a catch-22. The sale of 50 to 75% off, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and a free gift has been fabulously successful. Except we've done the math. We sold probably $3 million worth of merchandise the last 2 months, and we probably made $300,000. That's how low we sold everything. But the good news is, not having to pay inventory tax, we probably saved another $400,000. So this has put us in the black for the next few months. But no wonder people bought the water filtration, the air filtration, the supplements, all of it, because this really is, by a long, long way, I mean, we're talking order of magnitude, the best show ever had. So here's the problem. We're selling out of X2. We're selling out of X3. We're selling out of Brain Force Plus. We're selling out of Lung Cleanse, Winter Sun, Secret 12, Super Female, Super Male Vitality. Those are the last runs. Not because they're not number two bestseller. They are. We can't get the wildcrafted herbs of these types anymore. And you can't even get some of the ingredients that are certified organic, so we're just discontinuing that because it's too hard to get. It's incredible. So we would continue to have this deal for a while, but so much is already sold out, like the T-shirts in at large and extra large, that we have to end it. The catch-22 is I'm so busy that unless I stay up here till 10 o'clock tonight, we're not even going to have the new stuff tomorrow. So I may just not have the specials tomorrow, and then there's no new specials. So I'm not like saying this is yesterday, the last day. And then today it's like, this is the last day. It's the, here's the deal. We have three new incredible products, but they're so good, and I'm serious when I say this, that I don't want to just announce them and I don't want to just launch them and then just kind of let it dissipate. Because I've launched a lot of products that are amazing, and if I don't make a big deal about them, they don't, people don't try them, they don't see how great they are, and we have a lot of bestsellers. Either stuff's a bestseller or it doesn't sell. And these three new products are so good that I'm sitting here with so much data, so much evidence of how great this is that I don't know where to start. And then I've got to get lawyers to approve what I'm going to say. And they've been standing by for a week and a half, and I haven't cut the final ads. So this is the last day, one way or another, because it's already the last day for most. Oh, half our products are already sold out. So this is it. This is the total clearance. It was successful. I'm hustling to get more T-shirts in because you sell more T-shirts in large and extra large than all the others combined. So we've got all the other T-shirts in the other sizes. We're just sold out of those. So we had to stop giving the free gift of T-shirts because most of you wanted those. We have another free gift that's excellent as well. Point is, this is the biggest sales in our history, and this has got to be the last day. One way or another, I'm just going to do it. Here's what I'm going to try to do. I'm going to come back before Matt Bracken. Let me come back in 2 minutes. And I'm going to do my best to tell you about one of the new products in that little five-minute segment. I'm going to do my very best. Please stay with us. And Matt Bracken's got critical intel. Without you spreading the word, we're dead meat.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Stress.